Blog Talk Radio.
Here on the leap year, in the leap year, Malcolm Adis Ahmed Adara Sachu. A good Malcolm Adis, new Ahmed, new year, Adara Sachu. May it reach you. May a good new year reach you, may reach you all. Malcolm Adis Ahmed Adara Sachu. Also called Inkutatash. Jewels, I always say jewels first, wax is gift of jewels, right? Or jewels gift, a gift of jewels. And there's one particular tribe and tradition that basically says that this is the time, this is the season here, Adis Ahmed, Meskerem, this season when the Queen of the South, known as the Queen of Sheba, returned from Yisrael, from Yerushalayim, with a gift. Now, was that gift Menelik, the Lul, as he says, the pearl and the legend of the pearl and the Kever Neges? Yes, 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 but here we're in a leap year. Every four or so years, we have a leap year here, not so much the 11th. The 11th was the eve of this year's Malcolm Adis Ahmed, and here, the New Year's has fully, you could say more fully come here, over here, in the west, looking to the east. Yes,
if the white man has the idea of a white God, let him worship his God as he desires. We have found a new ideal. Because whilst our God has no color, and yet it is human to see everything through one's own spectacles, and since the white people have seen their God through their white spectacles, we have only now started to see our God through our own spectacles. We believe in the God of Ethiopia, the everlasting God, and we shall worship him through the spectacles of Ethiopia. Do you know what it is to be a man? To be a man is to bear resemblance of the Creator.
Salamta la Ethiopia, salamta, salamta, salam la Adis Abeba, it's a new flower, peace or greetings, salamta, greetings of salam, greetings of peace, salamta la Ethiopia, to Ethiopia, salamta to the new flower, Adis Abeba.
Princess shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. Oh, sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Here's a little classic right here from Aswad, Ethiopian Rhapsody. Enjoy the melody.
Thank you.
በአምላክሽ ኃይል በንጉሥሽ ተባብረዋልና አርበኞችሽ አይነካም ከቶ ነጻነትሽ ብርቱ ናቸውና ተራሮችሽ አትፈሪም ከጠላቶችሽ ድል አድራጊው ንጉሳችን ይኑርልን ለክብራችን።
The conquering lion of Judah, Haile Selassie the First, Emperor of Ethiopia.
So, Malcolm Addis Ahmed. So the new year has fully come right here in this leap year season. Not the 11th as usual. The 11th becomes the eve. Usually it's the 10th, that's the eve here. For this year, 2023, the Gregorian New Year. And, you know, the whole thing about time is so very interesting because here where we're at, we have the Ethiopian New Year according to the solar lunar calculation of time. All right? And this season right here, September 12th, leap year. Then looking forward to the lunar solar, the Hebraic, we can say, the Torah counting here of the seasons. We're both in the same season. It's interesting. In the north, speaking about where the present state of Israel and the Levant is, the seasons are slightly different, are related, but slightly different than more towards the equator. You know, so here in Ethiopia, the rainy seasons, you know, like the rainy seasons has ended. And for about two or so months, you know, we have like I wouldn't call it a type of a spring, you know, like we have the early rains and the latter rains, biblically speaking, you know, and we're looking forward to the 16th right here. So we don't have a Torah portion reading and feeding here because the high holy days, the season of the high holy days, as mentioned in Leviticus, as a point of reference, Leviticus chapter 23, it trumps the usual reading. Right, of the law of HaTorah and the prophets, as the Moshiach Yeshua also did in the New Testament, the Gospels, and for us, also coupled with the Torah reading and the Haftarah, the prophets reading, we also have portions from the New Testament, the Brit Chadasha. But here we have a verse here just to kind of point out why a more detailed, you know, study, you know, because it takes a little moment, because here we're getting out of the changed law, times and laws, as Daniel's prophecy says, that the one who is identified as the Antichrist or Anti-Mashiach or the Anti-God, as we can say in the English, seeks to change times and laws. So our understanding of times and laws is very, very crucial. We have Psalms 90 and 12, which reads, just to back up this point with scripture, it says, so teach us. Teach us, teach I and I, if you please, right, Rastafari, but teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom, to chokmah in the Hebrew, to tibet, to wisdom. Teach us. So recognizing even the change of times and the change of seasons is very, very important. In the first sense, we have the earthly type. the natural type. As Rabbeinu Yeshua said that if I show you earthly things, right, and you can't understand, how will you understand like heavenly things? So we're looking at the earthly types. We have the change of seasons. We have the harvest times. We have the rain. We have the agriculture, right? And then in the second of the two truths, we have the spiritual and the inner applications, right, to our spirit, soul, and body as one, covenantally speaking. So teach us to number our days that we may apply the application. So first we have to learn about it before we can apply it. Otherwise, we're applying something ignorantly. So here, just pointing out a couple of the details here in the season, the highlights. September 12th, this leap year season, right? And then in this very season, we have the 16th. Now, the 16th, if I'm correct here, is Leviticus 23:23. We'll go on some scripts on that because we're prepping here for the Day of Trumpets. It could be the first trump, might as well be the last. Even there, we can apply a twofold truth. One is, one might say, prophecy, right, or a type of an actualization of that ancient word. I mean, will Trump come again? You know, were we correct when we said it could be the first trump, that there's actually, as Baba Dick Gregory said, there's two trumps, right? But these warning signs, that's what a trumpet is. It's a warning and a preparation sign. So when we look into Leviticus here for the third of the three times in the year where we fulfill seven appointments, feasts, festivals, as it's called in the Hebrew, the Moedei Yahuwah, the Moedim, the Moed. Moed is like an appointed place, space, and time. So here, prepping for the Yom, the day, Teruah means like a shout. Teruah is like a blast. You know, sometimes it's translated as the blowing of the trumpets. More specifically, scripturally speaking, it is the ram's horn that is blown as we are approaching the Day of Trumpets and also prepping for the high holy season spiritually, right, cycle spiritually, but it's coupled with what we do also earthly, naturally in the land. So just recognizing the correspondence between the seasons, right, that he, especially he who be who he be, has created, you know, and understanding the change of times and the change of seasons, both in this earthly type and how the earthly example also reflects on the heavenly, the higher type. So here, as we do leading up to the high holy days, the blowing of the trumpet, right, the sounding of the alarm, the preparation, right, preparation even here in the seasons for the type, according to the scripture, the type of judgment. Why do I say this? Well, I'm looking at the New Testament, right? This is why what's called the Old Testament is very important, right? In the Old Testament type, there are trumpets. There are alarms, whether it's the trumpets, the ram's horn, and even the silver trumpets that are blown in certain times and certain seasons. So when we come to New Covenant scriptures and it speaks about, you know, the archangel descending, you know, descending with the trump of the archangel, and even the three trumpets sound, all of these kind of reflect, right, on the groundation, on the first teachings, you know, on the pattern. So we're learning to recognize patterns. So as the trumpets was sounded, right, within the Hebrew scriptures for the Israelites to signify certain specific things, in the New Covenant and the Nazarene and the prophetic type, these trumpets, the proper interpretations are connected, right, with the pattern that was first shown, even shown to Moshe Rabbeinu, where it says that, see that you do all things. Moses was told to see that you do all things according to the pattern. So once again, Psalm 90 and 12, which, if I'm correct, is a song of Moses, All right. No, prayer. Let's go right here to the top of the chapter. It's a prayer to Sila of Moshe, the Ish Ha Elohim, the man, saving in the sense of the higher man, the Ish Ha Elohim, the man of the true good, the true God. And here is a song of Moses. So this song that we have in Psalm 90, that actually reflects on where we have been in the Torah reading and feedings with the Israelites coming out, right? And the Hebrews being brought out, right? That generation that was brought out of the Tawi, of Mitzrayim, the two lands that's called by many Kemet, ancient Egypt. And they was brought out with the destination of the promised land. But those who he brought out, not being well pleased with, he did not bring in. They wandered for 40 years in the wilderness because of disobedience and lack of emunah, lack of credit, lack of admittance in Yahweh Eloheinu and in the one who he had sent, speaking about Moshe, right? And then we have a new generation. So Moshe, we went through these last Torah reading and feedings, the 51st Nitzavim, right? And the 52nd Vayelech, Vayelech, and he went. And Moses is recounting to a new generation, preparing the new generation, the children of that generation that came out of Mitzrayim, out of the two lands. But Yahuwah was not well pleased with them to bring them in. In fact, he wanted to destroy them. He saw he was going to destroy them if Moshe had not stood up and pleaded, you know, for mercy, you know, and that mercy was a year for a day, and therefore they wandered, the generation that came out. But now their children are on the march here to the promised land. So this song, Psalm 90, just using Psalm 90 verse 12 as a point of reference to the importance of getting a basic understanding of times and seasons according to what is revealed to us in HaTorah, in his revealed revelation to us, and especially the pattern from what's called the Old Testament, as it reflects on the true interpretation, even in the Brit Hadashah, in the New Covenant, in the New Testament. So hear the trumpets, the season coming forward, corresponding with Rosh Hashanah. Rosh is the head, the beginning, the head, Rosh Ha-Za-Shana. The Shana is like a repetition, like a repeating, a repetition. And in this sense, it refers to the year. So this seventh month and seventh moon, according to the instructions, direction instructions in HaTorah, is referred to as the end of the year. That brings a lot of interesting questions. If there's 12 or in some cases 13 months or moons, then how is it that Yah's direction, instruction, his Torah says here in the autumnal or what some call the fall festival season, it refers to it as the end of the year? Once that question is better answered, that will explain why it's also referred to as the Rosh Hashanah. Some say this is the beginning of the civil, right, or the kingdom, the governmental new year. And the correspondence now for us in the new covenant sense is with Ethiopia new year in the same time and season according to the solar calculations. Yes, yes. So right here, let's blow the alarm, ring the alarm, prepping for the high holy days, preparing our hearts and our minds right here on the ear and in the spirit. In the
Yeah!
another little note right here, even we went over this before, but the blowing of that ram's horn there, the sequence of the different parts of the blowing of the shofar, the ram's horn, also have their scriptural and prophetic and actualization significance. We'll go through that as we go forward here to the Day of Trumpets, Yom Teruah, a.k.a. also known as Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year. Here the Ethiopians. Praise. The meaning of the name Judah, Yehuda, is praise or celebrated. Yes. So here for the time and the season, looking forward to the Eve, the 15th coming forward here in the season for the 2023 Gregorian year. You know, so we going from the present calculation of time as we know it, and then looking at the scriptural, you know, the biblical pointing. Now, what's interesting about the correspondence that we have found, and Chabarim, fellow Talmudim, fellow associates, friends, and fellow disciples also no doubt have noticed it, you know, in our studies year in and year out, how the solar calculation of the solar, the sun and the moon amongst the stars and the heavens are not there to be worshipped as maybe other peoples, you know, maybe called heathen or other nations. Sometimes people refer to it as pagan. I think that's totally erroneous there. But that's one of the references to those who are not under or in the covenant of Yisrael. But one particular interesting thing about the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, as we get into the details, is that for those in the Ethiopian New Year, right, roots, that is connected with a time of creation, the time of creation. And also from the ancient Hebraic and the Torah point of view and point of reference is also pointing to this season and this time as an ancient marker for creation. Like if one say, well, when was creation in the year? Well, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, it's this September 11th, you know, Addis Ahmed time. And also Hebraically, Judaically, and based on how Torah, Yah's direction instructions, this is also pointed to as the time of creation. So that's a very interesting note there to be hopefully elaborated on more, that this particular season, this particular time, it commemorates the creation of humanity, the creation of humanity by Yahweh Eloheinu, by He Who Be Who He Be, by our power, the Almighty, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name. But here for this Yom Teruah, Yom Teruah is what the scripture refers to, this fifth of the seven appointments, feasts and festivals, Mo'edim, that we have in Leviticus, Vayikra, chapter 23. Leviticus chapter 23 is a point of reference. So we're going to seek to touch on Rosh Hashanah. Why is it called Rosh Hashanah? Right? Asking the question, is Rosh Hashanah, is it biblical? Is it scriptural? The sacrifice or the Akedah, the binding of Yitzhak, of Isaac, this is all related to some of the themes here, Hebraically and Judaically here in the season. The sacrifice of Yitzhak, of Isaac. Hashanah. Is it Hashanah? Is it Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year? Or is it Ha Teruah, as we have in Leviticus chapter 23. Give me one moment right here, brothers and sisters. All right, let me grab the English word, or the KJV, the Scofield Study Bible, and just go to Leviticus chapter 23, point of reference here, right, to the law and to the testimony, as Isaiah, Yeshayah, the prophet Isaiah said. To law and to testimony. If they don't speak like this, it's because there is no light in them. Here we go. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 23. This is the feast of Yahweh, of Jehovah. The fifth coming forward, known as trumpets. Or in the Hebrew, teruah, ha teruah, or the yom, ha teruah. The yom, yawam, the day of the trumpets, the day of the blast, prophetic of the future regathering, right? Prophetic. So this fifth of the seven feasts here, beginning the third of the three times in the year, is prophetic. So this is the actualization that we labor towards and for in Bashem Yeshua, is the prophetic, the actualization of what's called the future regathering, the ingathering. This season is known as the ingathering at the end of the year, the regathering of Yisrael. Now, there's some important scriptures to reference here. We have Isaiah chapter 18, verse 3 and verse 7. Here for the fifth of the seven, what we're looking forward to with the Rosh Hashanah, with the Yom Teruah, and the Eve coming forward here in this season. The regathering of Yisrael, Isaiah chapter 18, verse 3 and verse 7. Isaiah, Yeshayah. Isaiah chapter 27, verses 12 and 13. Yeshayah, Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 58, verses 1 to 14. Eul or Yoel. Joel chapter 2, verses 15 to verse 32. These are some additional points of reference scripturally to this fifth of the seven feasts. So the fifth of the seven feasts is known as trumpets, or called trumpets, also Hebraically known as the day of trumpets, or the Yom HaTeruah. So one of the themes here to be reasoned on is it Rosh Hashanah? Is it the head of the year? The hint is that the scripture says in the seventh month and the seventh moon, right, is at the end of the year. Getting into the Hebrew, we get to find the Hebrew brings out at the end of the sun cycle. At the end of the sun cycle, the sun has a particular cycle, you know, in different seasons, right? And the Hebrew points to at the end of the year, in the translated sense, speaking to the end of a particular cycle. Now, this is interesting once again with Ethiopia, Kingdom of God, and with the calculations from a solar counting, September 11th, the reason for the season, and also what happens within that land. You know, Ethiopia, this man was born in that particular land, right, around this time, the end of the rainy season, and then the flowers coming into bloom, and therefore that Abeba, the Abeba, right, is a flower, right, and the growth of the, you know, the flowers and the sun coming out. Here comes the sun, you know, in this particular time and season. So there's a connection, both of the calculations, right, according to the true clock. What is the true clock of the Almighty according to the scripture? The true clock, so to speak, or the point of reference to time is the sun, the moon, and the stars. As we want to emphasize, not worshiping. Do you worship a clock? You know what I mean? Do you worship a clock? What's the point of worshiping a clock? What can a clock do for you besides tell you the time? So we have a very interesting correspondence right there, but that's one of the questions. One of the reasonings is it Rosh Hashanah or is it HaTeruah, Yom HaTeruah? Or, and we just add this to it, is it both of them when rightly understood? The Torah, what is signified in the Torah, points to the practice of Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year, because if the Torah says at the end of the year, then that means that some year has ended. What year is that? At the seventh month, according to Torah, what year is that? We say that's the Hebrew ecclesiastic or churchical year. That's the gathering year where we gather to fulfill those three seasons and to keep those seven feasts, those seven appointments. But moving forward, some of the reasonings here for the Rosh Hashanah, Nitzabim, the Nitzabim. There's a Nitzabim. Nitzabim was the 51st weekly Torah portion, sabbatical study. One standing, Nitzabim. Teshuvah. What is Teshuvah? Teshuvah, repentance, and Elohim's Ahava. And Elohim's Ahava, his love. Then we have the 10 days, because as we read here in Leviticus chapter 23, these three verses, it says, and Yahuwah spake to Moshe, saying, speak, daber, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall y'all have a Shabbat, shall y'all have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, of the blast of the trumpets, the ram's horn, and holy convocation, a set apart out called gathering. Verse 25, ye y'all shall do no servile work therein, no occupational work therein. But y'all shall offer an offering made by fire, by Yahuwah, to Jehovah. So here we have trumpets, the Feast of Trumpets, Leviticus chapter 23, verses 23 to 25. This feast, what's important about this upcoming feast? Before we even get to the 10 days of awe, after this feast here, the blowing of the ram's horn, then we have those 10 days, those 10 awesome days, those 10 days of awe leading to the Yom HaKippurim, to the Day of the Atonement. But let's spend a little bit of reasoning on the Feast of Trumpets. Why is this important? Well, This feast is a prophetical type, an actualization, and refers to the future regathering, the future ingathering of long dispersed and diasporic Yisrael, Yasharala. A long interval elapses between harvest in the sense of Pentecost, right, the feast of the festival of weeks, and trumpets, or between the fourth of the seven feasts and festivals of Jehovah and the fifth. Between the fourth and the fifth, there's a long interval of time. Even as we go through the year, the season, there's a couple of months, so to speak, a lapse of time between the Pentecost or harvest, the fourth of the seven, and trumpets, the fifth of the seven. This answers to the long period. There's a long period that's occupied in what is referred to as the Pentecostal work, the Pentecostal work of the Holy Spirit. Now, Pentecost refers to the 50th day. And we know in the New Testament that was the giving of the Holy Spirit to those who were assembled in the upper room of Zion, right, in Acts of the Apostles. But that was based on what we have here in HaTorah. That is based on Leviticus 23, verses 15 to verse 22. So there's a long interval, right? There's a long period that's occupied by the Holy Spirit work, that 50th day work of the Ruach HaKadosh in the present dispensation, in this present time. Even as we talk about the 400 years and these years after the 400 years, where it even says in Genesis, and they shall come out 400 years, right? But then it speaks, if you read it carefully, the 400 years would be like a kind of a signal of time, but then there is a kind of an interval, because it says that the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. So if we read it and understand in the sequence in Genesis chapter 15, we understand the sequence there. There's that 400-year period of time, right? But then even after that marker, there is this interval that's not quite given a time. And, so the 400 years are marked, and people might think, well, 400 years, boom, it's all over. But they're not reading and understanding the scripture. It says, let's go where it says right here, because when we go here, we like one to get a clear understanding of the point of reference. So whether one's in spirit come to agreement, or if there's a certain disagreement, we can have the scriptures as the point of reference. So here in Genesis Bereshit, the first book of Moshe, here we have this in, let's go to verse 14, Genesis 15, 14. And also that nation, I actually go to verse 13, Genesis 15, 13. And he said to Abram, know of a surety that thy seed, thy race, shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. Verse 14. And also, so that's like a fact. This is going to happen, boom, 400 years. Verse 14 says, and also, added to that, also, and also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. So there'll be a 400-year period of time. Right, in a basic scripture interpretation or understanding of this in actualization, and then there's this nation that they shall serve that will get a judgment. Does it say the judgment will be one day, 2 days, a month, 2 months, a few years? Well, the scripture does say, as we compare scripture with scripture, but what we have right here is that the 400 year is a marker, And when ones and ones have kind of, been talking about 400 years, ones who ascribe truth and ones who don't ascribe truth. A lot of people been talking about 400 years. Sometimes it's given ones and ones a misunderstanding of it, because as Isaiah, Yeshaya says, to the law, the Torah, and to the testimony, to the witness. So here in HaTorah, in Genesis, it says, and also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. Have we been seeing judgments since the 400 years in 2019? Haven't we seen, have we? Have you seen? Can you see the judgments? He says, well, I judge. And afterward, and after what? And after he judges, right? And after he judges what? Who? That nation. And afterward shall they come out with great substance. So 400 year, a time period, then there will be a judgment, and then there will be a exodus or a coming out according to the scripture. And afterward shall they come out. But how will they come out? They'll come out with great substance. All right. Then we go to verse 16. It says, but in the fourth generation, they shall come hither again, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. So just pointing to that right there, as a point of reference to what we're saying here. Let's return to Leviticus chapter 23, because the next couple of days, as we're leading forward to the Rosh Hashanah, we're going to go through some points like this and also seek to, hopefully we'll have that up and running. We can have more interactive, looking forward to this new year, more interactive, you know, with the fellow disciples and others, especially on these areas of scripture, to see what we understand or what we can come to get a better understanding of together. But here we see where this feast, the festival, as it goes to the sequence of the years, you know, and the time year by year, that it's a pattern for what will happen prophetically. So the observation of the feasts and the festivals, as we study and become wise, as it says right here, so teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to chokmah, to wisdom. As the Rabbeinu Yeshua said, wisdom is justified by all of her children. Interesting. Now study carefully Isaiah chapter 18, verse 3. Isaiah chapter 27, verse 13, with the context, the respective context. Also, Isaiah chapter 58, the entire chapter, and Joel chapter 2, verse 1 to chapter 3, verse 21, in connection with the theme Chabarim of trumpets, with the theme of the teruah, the ram's horn, the trumpets. And it will be seen by studying these chapters in the context, it will be seen that these trumpets are always symbols of testimony. Testify. I have to testify. So the trumpets, the day of trumpets, could be the first trumpet, might as well be the last. As we study the scriptures, the key scriptures here for the day of trumpets, the day of the blast of the trumpets, we find that trumpets are always, right, symbols, right, symbolical, symbols of testimony, and are connected with the regathering, or we could say the in-gathering and the regathering, and the repentance, the teshuva, Hebraically the return, the repentance, the teshuva of Yisrael after the church or the Pentecostal period is ended. Check. That's also another area of study right there. What does that mean? Talking about the end of the church or the Pentecostal, because Pentecost, the upper room of Zion, that effectively began what is called, that called out the twos and the threes and the many more gathering together. That's what church in the sense of the gathering, right? You know, the church, but connected with the Pentecost. So we're using these English terms, but as we get into Hebrew and to the scriptural linguistics, it's a clarity. So there's an end of the church age. A lot of Christians haven't told you that. You know, there was a period of time set, and it's all connected with Yisrael, with his people, with their regathering, right? And with their repentance, their change of mind, they're turning from the astray way to Yahweh, to Yahweh, truth and life. Now, this feast, upcoming, connected with the Rosh Hashanah, the Yom HaTeruah, this feast is immediately followed by the Day of the Atonement, or the Yom HaKippurim. The right way to refer to it, the full way, the fullness, is Yom HaKippurim. Other Yehudi and others might hear them say Yom Kippur, but we've gone into the reasons why it's preferable Yom HaKippurim. HaKippurim means the Day of the Atonement, because it's for Kol Yisrael. It's not just one atonement, or not just a atonement, but it's the Kippurim, the Day of Atonement. So here with the Yom Teruah coming forward, corresponding with the Rosh Hashanah, the Ram's Horn, Feast of Festival, signifying the seventh month, the seventh moon of the year, of the cycle, and also the end time of the ecclesiastical, the churchical, the Hebrew. When we say churchical or ecclesiastical, the Hebrew ecclesiastical, ecclesia, going to the Greek, ex out callio, out calling. Basically, when we read in the scripture, it says, and it shall be a holy convocation. Going into the Hebrew perspective of that, a set apart, holy convocation, out called assembly, mikra kodesh, a set apart, out called assembly, where we come together. And that is the principle that we find, right, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, of what is a church or a gathering, an assembly for a stated, holy, set-apart purpose. So we have the 10 days of awe after the Day of the Trumpets, the 10 days of awe. Rosh Hashanah and Yeshua. What about Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Teruah, the Day of Trumpets, the head, the Rosh of the year, Hashanah, and Adonai Ha'adon, and the Lord, our Master, our Sovereign, Yeshua. The birth pangs of Moshiach. This is another theme here for the season of trumpets, for the season of Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year. Pangs of Moshiach. The turning back, right? The turning to Ha'Elohim, the true good, the true God. Turning to Elohim Ha'ab, Hashem Yeshua. The turning back, the teshuvah. Teshuvah literally means to turn. The context of it is like you're going the wrong way and you do a 180 to the right way. Righteousness, right choiceness. Give thanks, Brother Seymour, and also give thanks to Vaughn Benjamin, that word sound from Brother Ake Becker, giving a basic, direct understanding of righteousness, right choiceness. Right? So the right choices, season of teshuva, season of cheshbon ha-nefesh, of soul searching, doing that accountability of our heart and mind, preparing ourselves for the season. The Lamb of Elohim, the Seh ha-Elohim, in the Hebrew, the Seh ha-Elohim, the Seh, the Lamb of God, the Lamb of the Almighty Power. What is the significance of HaShofar? What is the significance of the ram's emphasis added? The ram's horn, because there's other horns, there's the silver horns, but what is the significance of the ram's horn? O King Messiah, Melech HaMoshiach, Moshiach HaMelech. The King Messiah also is another theme, reason for the season, the third of the three times in the year, Hebraically, Judaically, and lastly but not leastly, is your day of judgment. What about your day, I and I day of judgment? This is what the theme, reason of the season is, both on an individual, indivisible, dual level, and for I and I, getting our spiritual, iritical, psychological, you know, houses in order here with the change of season. We say, as above, so below, in spirit and in truth, and also on the ground, for those of us who find ourselves in the ground and on the ground agriculturally, according to the reason for the season. So right here, here, here. Shema Yisrael. Yame, Yame Bolo, Ethiopia.
Ja, Rastafari, oh, yeah. Is Almighty. We don't know apology.
Yourself in the seat, make some space for my sister. I fall if I we get stranded here in the land of the wicked. I fall if our time gets wasted in this strange land that we hated. Oh yeah, oh yeah, aye 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 aye, oh yeah, aye. Ding ding ding. There's no stoppage, so bring away the excess luggage. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, hey. Ethiopian children, we're going on a mission. Forward to the east, that's where we came from. Oh, yeah. Ethiopian children, we're going on a mission. Forward to the east, that's some space for your brother. Smile up yourself in other place. Make some space for your sister. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Hey. A holy for wicked got stranded here in the land of the wicked. A holy for time got wasted in a strange land that we hated. Oh yeah. Oh yes. Oh yeah.
Yes, I and I, Ethiopian Hebrews, on this mission, divine mission. So right here, you know, this is the third day in the Shabuah, known to I and I as a Testify Tuesday. Very interesting, the theme of the shofar, the ram's horn, the trumpet, right? That trumpet, right, of the archangel. We can see that now more in its true scriptural context. As Yeshua says, have you not read? So come. Make we read and reason. So here, we have the evening, right? The evening psalm, right? The evening psalm, right here. And there's a theme with Nitzabim. Nitzab, Nitzab means to stand. And you find that here in this evening psalm here for the third day of the Shavuah, Psalm 82.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor Pevet. Mizmor la
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el.
Did you get it? Did you hear it right there? Elohim nitzav ba'adat el. Elohim nitzav ba'adat el. And lechosia. Let's repeat right here.
Psalm 82.
מזמור פבט, מזמור
לאסף, מזמור לאסף, מזמור לאסף, מזמור לאסף, מזמור לאסף, מזמור לאסף, מזמור לאסף.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
אלוהים ניצב בעדת אל, 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 אל.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods.
בקרב אלוהים ישפוט,
אלוהים, 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 אלוהים.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations, 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 inherit all nations.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat ba'adat el. Elohim standeth in the congregation, the adat ba'adat el, of El, of the Almighty.
מזמור פבט, מזמור לאסף. אלוהים ניצב בעדת אל, בקרב אלוהים ישפוט. עד מתי תשפטו עוול, ופני רשעים תישאו סלע? שפטו דל ויתום, עני ורש הצדיקו. פלטו דל ואביון, מיד רשעים הצילו. לא ידעו ולא יבינו, בחשיכה יתהלכו, ימותו כל מוסדי הארץ. אני אמרתי, אלוהים אתם, ובני עליון כולכם. אכן כאדם תמותון, וכאחד השרים תפולו. קומה אלוהים, שפטה הארץ, כי אתה תנחל בכל הגויים.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor Pevet, Mizmor Lashav.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. The mighty. The mighty. The mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el. 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 El.
He judgeth among the gods. The gods. The gods. The gods. The gods. The gods.
Bekerem Elohim yishkot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. He shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations, 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 inherit all nations.
Yes, yes, yes. The evening psalm, Psalm 82, as chanted in the Temple of Jerusalem pre-70 AD and among the diaspora of the Yehudim. Psalm 82, Elohim, Nitzah Ba'adat El. Elohim standeth in the congregation of the El, the Almighty Power. We have today's daily psalm, Psalm 70, but just on the Nitzav, and the connection. Here a little bit on the Nitzav and the connection with the 51st weekly Torah portion sabbatical study that is known Hebraically as Parsha Nitzavim, the portion known as Nitzavim, or we call it the Shabbat Nitzavim, this manna, this angel's bread that picks up with Deuteronomy chapter 29, verses 10. To Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 20. Now, Nitzavim is, he says, Atem Nitzavim, Atem you all, Nitzavim, speaking to the sons specifically, the Bnei Yisrael, you all, one standing. Now, just a little overview right here, just to touch on this and to connect this with that. So we have the regular evening song for the third day, what's called Tuesday, which is Psalm 82, that has the key words, my Elohim, God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, or Elohim, Nitzav, standeth. Now, it's important to understand the word Nitzav from Nitzav. In fact, right here, for the Q&As, for the Nitzavim, Torah portion, the 51st sabbatical study, Shabbat Strong, the first question is, what does the word Nitzavim, also pronounced as Nitzavim, we say Nitzavim. What does the word Nitzavim mean, Chaberim? Now, this is the word we find in Deuteronomy chapter 29 at verse 10. So let's go there. All right, as the Moshiach said, have you not read? Suppose he asked, suppose that's a question on Judgment Day. Have you not read? You know, we have a lot of opinions, ideas, but have we really read and have we studied what we read? Right? So here, let's go to the reading first. So we have 29, right? 29 at verse 10, 29 and 10. And this is subscribed under the what's called by some the Palestinian or the Levant covenant. Introductory words leading up to verse 10 where it says, y'all stand. Tem, you all, speaking to a group of men, Atem, because Atem, then it's a group of women, but here, Atem, Nitzavim, you all, one standing. The key about the word Nitzav is that Nitzav, it means to stand, but it's not the usual word in the Hebrew. You know, the Kam, you know, Yakam or Kam, it's not the usual word, or some would say Kum within that context of the Diktuk, you know, the grammar. On a conjugation, past, present, you know, future, you know, passive, active, reflexive, right? It's not the usual word for stand. Here it's like to stand, like to take a solemn position. It's almost like, in a sense, like standing at attention. Atem Nitzavim. Atem Nitzavim. You all, one standing. Almost like officers. That's why we read on. It says, y'all stand this day, all of you. Kulkem. Kulakem, all of y'all, all of yous, Kulakem, Lifnei Yahuwah, Elohekem, before he who be, we be your Elohim, your captains, the Roshekem, the Rosh, the Rasis, the captains of your tribes, your elders, Ziknei, right, you know, the Zakanim, the elders, and your officers, the Shotarim, the officers, right, with all the men of Yisrael. So I recall this correctly from the Hebrew. I have the English here. But when it says all the men, it says all man, all ish, call ish, call ish, the higher man, the responsible man, call ish of Yisrael. Goes on in verse 11 to say, your little ones, your wives, and thy stranger that is in thy camp, not the stranger outside of the camp, but thy stranger that is in thy camp, from the hewer of thy wood to the drawer of thy water. Verse 12, that thou shouldest enter. So what's the reason for the Atem Nitzabim? Atem Nitzabim. Atem, you all, Mandem, Nitzabim, standing, taking up your position, right? This is the taking up the position to ratify or to put in effect this covenant. When we go to Deuteronomy, it was the children of the parents that wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. They're getting ready to go into the land. So speaking to the Mandem, right, of Yisrael, that thou, as a singular, right, all men here being spoken as a singular mind, that thou shouldest, the corporate, the Hebrew corporate sense, all man as one man, that thou shouldest enter into the berit, the berit, the berit, the berit, the covenant with Yahuwah Eloheka, with he who be, who he be, your, speaking to all of them as one person, Eloheka, your Elohim, and into his oath, Yahuwah's oath, that Yahuwah Eloheka, that he who be, who he be, that Jehovah thy Elohim, maketh with thee individually. The indivisible dual sense, the I and I sense is brought out perfectly here. So all of them, right, is being spoken to as all of y'all standing, and then as the word continues, it's speaking to each man and all man as one man, right? Verse 13, because we're going to get to the period here. All this is a continual, like, article here, right, of, we could say, the constitution, right, of the Israelite nation in the covenant, that he may establish thee today for a people. So the purpose of Atem Nitzabim is that he, even he who be, who he be, Yahuwah Eloheinu, is establishing thee, the I and I, today for a people to himself. He is establishing us as a people to himself, and that he may be to thee a Elohim, almighty power, as he hath said to thee, and as he has sworn, has sworn. These are very heavy words right here, because even in the Hebrew sense of an oath, or even like taking an oath, literally in the Hebrew it means to seven, like the number seven, to seven oneself, to seven oneself, that he have sworn to thy fathers, thy patriarchs, to Abraham, to Yitzhak, and to Yaakov, scriptural to the Hebrew trinity of the patriarchs, as he is the Elohim, he is the almighty power of the trinity of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, it goes on, but just to pause right there to get a fuller sense and to make this connection with Psalm 82 that has those verses like, I've said ye are gods, all of you are children of Elyon. Many ones misunderstand because they don't have standing. And what would I mean by that, not having standing? Well, you read in English, you can make up any kind of idea from what you watch, cartoons or anything. But in the true Hebrew sense, it's a specific point that's being made. So even the Psalm 82 is speaking to these same ones, Atem Nitzabim, the Mandam of Yisrael, right? That they were to be these judges. They were the ones who were to be his agents. They had his name attached to them, to Yisrael. And therefore, Psalm 82 is actually speaking to a judgment, an arraignment, right? You know, the wicked judges or the ratchet judges is correcting us, right, for the abuses in the covenant. It's not speaking to a bunch of angels in the sense of some otherworldly, you know, from up and above heaven. Ain't no, it's speaking to those on earth, right, in his name. So question one, what does the word Nitzabim mean? Deuteronomy 29 and 10. Atem, you all, Mandem, Nitzabim, Nitzabim, one standing. Nitzabim means standing. From the Hebrew verb, Natsab. What is Natsab?
Nata means to stand upright, only to stand perpendicular, to stand upright, or and or to be established, as a pillar. It's unlike the usual Hebrew word or more familiar word that's used in the Hebrew for standing, right? Omdim. That word is omdim, this sense of standing. Well, the kum, the kam is like to get up. So it's the omed, amad, amad, to stand. In this sense, omdim. Omdim means one standing, mainly males. One standing, omdim. The word nitzavim has the connotation, it has like a connotation, implied sense of strength. A powerful stance, like in the military, you know, when they say like attention, attention, atem, atem, nitzavim, attention, you know, and then they say at ease. But here, this is not at ease. This is the attention. It's like that attention to the Israelites, the generation on the march, that young generation, that new generation, as Moshe from the old school, so to speak, is giving them, you know, an overview, you know, so they can learn from the mistakes of the past, you know, and an encouragement to go forward. Atem nitzavim. Though you will, so what's being said here in this portion when Moshe is narrating and sealing up his testimonial, his best advice to the next generation and generation to come, he's saying to them and to I and I, although you will suffer through the kalalot, the kalalot, the kalalas, the kalala, the curses, the consequences of disobedience. In the end, in the fulfillment, you shall stand. You shall not stop. You shall stand. Elohim will preserve Yisrael. He will preserve Yisrael, covenant of salt. Now, this brings out the theme within the scripts of the covenant of salt. The covenant of salt. Just take a couple of questions right here, Q&As right here for the Nitzavim as we are trotting forward to the third of the three times, the feast, the festivals, the Mo'edei Yahuwah. Verse. Question two, still in the same verse, Deuteronomy 29 and 10. Where were the people? Where was Ha'am? Where was Amo Yisrael? Right? Specifically, directly, the men of Yisrael. That's why it says in the verse, it says your little ones, your wives. You know, so who is it speaking to? The context here. Where were the people, Ha'am, Amo Yisrael, standing? Lifnei Yahuwah Elohei Kem. Lifnei, before, like in the face of Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, Elohei Kem. Yahweh, male Elohim. Before the Almighty, in the presence of the Ark of the Covenant. Now here brings in the significance according to the pattern of the Ark, of the Covenant, in worship, in ratification of covenant, and in any holy set apart act when it speaks about the presence. How were they in the presence of Yahuwah Elohekem? Because they were in the presence or before the Aron HaBrit. They were before the Ark of the Covenant, right? In the plains of Moab, just east of the Jordan River, where Moshe was giving his final address, his derasha, his sermon, his shor, his teaching, his reasoning to Yisrael and to the new generation. It says, Yah calls on the youth. So here's a classic example of Yahuwah Eloheinu calling on the youths, calling on that new generation and pointing to the mistakes of the past, the previous generation or the previous 40 or so years. Question number three here, right? Who was present during this convocation, this Mikra Kodesh, this Mikra, outcalled, calling out Kodesh, set apart, holy convocation? Who was present according to Deuteronomy chapter 29, verses 10 to 11? The totality, right, of the Beta Yisrael, the Beta Israel, the Beit Yisrael, right? The house of Israel, the totality. How do we know? Because when we read on, it includes woman, the children, the sojourners, and the servants. Right? We have to get out that Slav, that slave kind of thing. Because that comes from the Slavic stuff. You know what I mean? So don't confuse how some Slavs were treated and how they treated us with service. Right? We all are servants. We should just know it more than not. Right? So the totality of the Beta Israel people. Right, Amo Yisrael, including the children, the women, the sojourners, and the servants. No one was excluded. No one was excluded. Right, but notice that it's speaking to the sons of Israel. Right, in the presence of everyone else, they to whom more is given, more is required. Question four. Just go to a few of the questions here. Why were they gathered together by Moshe in Devarim in Deuteronomy chapter 29 and 12. Why were they gathered together? Mikra Kodesh. Moshe was going to die. Moses was told that. He knew that. He obviously had prepared himself, and now he's seeking to prepare the people, the new generation. And he called Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, together for a final warning. A final warning, as well as the ratification from a legal perspective, the putting into effect, the making righteous, putting into effect of HaBarit, of the covenant, especially with this new, the younger generation. Question five, why did Moshe say today, or in the Hebrew, Hayom? Yom is day, ha, definite article, Hayom. Why do you say the day, which can be brought out as today? Elohim is establishing y'all, use as his nation, when this had been expressed earlier during the Sinai, the heart of Sinai, the Mount Sinai revelation. Question five is, why did Moshe say today? Right, Elohim Yah is establishing you as his nation when this had already been expressed earlier. Right, so we compare here Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 13, and Exodus chapter 6, verse 7, and Exodus chapter 19, verse 5. Why? Well, some might say it's unclear, but just to share from our study of this, right? This is more clear because it's speaking to another generation that is basically replacing, right, the failure of the generation of the past, that he's still keeping his face to the patriarchs in spite of the shortcoming of some of their descendants. The earlier statements can be seen as being suspended, were suspended. Why? Because that generation had fallen off. But he had not let go of what he had promised and sworn to Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, right, to the Hebrew Trinity. He had not given up on that, but it was suspended due to the sin, the uckery, the lack of the spies, which were the patriarchs of the men who are hearing this according to the scripture, that are hearing the Atem Nitzabim, you all males, Nitzabim. Standing ones, standing at attention, right? So the earlier statements were suspended due to the ockery, the lack of the spies that told lies, and the desert, the Midbar wanderings. Some have linked this statement to the entry. Some will look at this statement and say, well, this must be linked to the entry into the promised land. And that also has a lot of truth to it because this generation is showing themselves to be totally different, a little much more faithful. They had learned from the mistakes of their fathers, their patriarchs, and they already, you know, had rose up and expressed a good fidelity to Yahweh, right? And now Moshe is sealing this up, you know, and sealing up this ratification, Hayom, today. As it says, today, if you will hear his voice. Question six, who else were made parties to the covenant? You know, like a contract
like a legal agreement, even the principles. We can learn from this and learn from the basic true principles of law and covenant. But who else, like, who else were made parties to this covenant according to Deuteronomy chapter 29, verses 14 to 15? The present parties of the covenant were Yahuwah, Eloheinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Jehovah, and Amo Yisrael, and the people of Israel. Moshe functioned as the mediator, right? As we have the mediator of the new covenant, while Moshe, Rabbeinu, here he functioned as the mediator, the intermediary, so to speak, right? But the people present also represented their descendants. This is the key. Who else was party? The people present, that generation present, also represented, they repped their descendants, i.e., in S, the future generations of the Beta Yisrael, the Beit Yisrael. That means even I and I, right? Even after thousands of years, you know, as long as it is Hayom, today, it represents even the future generations, even I and I, these latter days and times of the Gentile system of things. Now, note that unlike the covenant, what's different and not like the covenant, the earlier covenant given at Sinai, at Har Sinai, which was made with the nation as a whole. So that covenant at Sinai was made with the nation as a whole. The language here, as we read the Hebrew and study the Hebrew, the Ivrit and the Yehudit, right? The language here is in the second person singular. The second person singular. Let me say the difference between Yahuwah Eloheikem, Jehovah Yahal Elohim, mainly speaking to the mandem, Eloheikem, and saying Yahuwah Eloheika. Eloheika is like speaking in the second person singular sense. This referred to each individual person, as we say and teach, the indivisible dual, the individual dual. Right, it's speaking to I in that singular, right, singular second person sense, and to my brother man, and speaking to all of us as one corporate body. Right, it was therefore a personal, right, a personal covenant. Right, so though he spoke to all of them, because of the change in the Hebrew, we get another level of understanding. Understanding, overstanding, and hopefully a good application and actualization. Question 7. What does the Hebrew word arevut, arevut, or modern Hebrew arevut, arevut, more Afro-Shemitic pointing, arevut. What does arevut? What does arevut mean, covering? The Hebrew word arevut. Arevut, it means personal responsibility, arevut. Arevut is personal, mutual responsibility. You know, in the previous question about the personal covenant, here for the seventh question here, arevut, it means mutual, I and I, not just I, but for I and I, mutually. Right? Mutual responsibility. It's the idea that the terms and the conditions of Habarit, of the covenant that was spoken in the singular, in the Hebrew, is spoken in the singular rather than the plural. So it's spoken like Yahuwah Eloheika and not Yahuwah Eloheikem in the singular rather than the plural sense. This was directed both vertically in the sign of the true cross, vertically from earth to heaven, right, toward Yahuwah Eloheinu, and also horizontally, the sign of the true cross, horizontally towards man. So from I to the Almighty in that vertical, right, as well as horizontally, I, right, with my fellow brother, right, I and I. The true Hebrew I and I sense is brought out so beautifully when we study from the Hebrew,
You know, that also shows the true revelation of the call of children of faith for Rastafari. Each person has a responsibility. And more directly in the sense of this right here, each mind has a personal responsibility to live in obedience. Shema, to hear, but also Shema, to obey. Obedience before the community, before the common unity, and to help his neighbor, to help his neighbor to do likewise. Therefore, we have Leviticus chapter 19, verse 17, and that principle. So the love is not just what is said, but what is lived. This idea is sometimes expressed in the Hebrew by using the Hebrew phrase, call Yisrael Arabim Zebaze. Call Yisrael Arabim Zebaze. All of Israel, all Israel is responsible. Call Yisrael Arabim one for another, for one and other. Zebaze. Zebaze literally is like this and this, this and this. And also all of Israel, this and this. All of Israel, the sense is responsible for this one and that one, for this one and that one. Call Yisrael Arabim Zebaze. The concept of Arabut, mutual responsibility, it entails that you are indeed in spirit and in truth before he who be who he be in your fellow mind. You are indeed your brother's keeper. I, right? To be I, brother's keeper. So here, just at this particular one right here, going to take a pause because we have 30 minutes or so. But here on that note of the Arabim, Zebaze, Arabim, Zebaze, call Israel, all of Israel. We could say, call Rastafari. All of Rastafari, call Rastafari Arabim Zebaze. Call Yisrael Arabim Zebaze, being our brother keeper, and by extension our brother and our sister's keeper. Right? Our brother's keeper right here, Israel vibration. Yes, good vibration, positive vibration.
Must take it. Cost
Yes, brothers keeper. Yes, yes, yes. So black and white must unite. It's interesting when it says, and the stranger that is amongst you, sojourns amongst you in the camp. So here we have today's daily psalm, Psalm 70. Going to touch a little bit more right there, but just riding forward from that aspect of Mitzvahim and Psalm 82 to the Amida. Amida means standing. When we come together, worshipfully speaking, right here on the ear and the irid, is what's known as the Amida. Right, another form of standing. Yes, sir.
Hear, O Israel. 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 Israel.
Shema Yisrael.
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 The Lord our God. 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 God.
Adonai Eloheinu. 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 Eloheinu.
Is one Lord. 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 Lord.
Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai.
My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob. The great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarchs, and who in love brings the Redeemer to the children's children for the sake of His name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead, you are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one, and who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet word of the assembly of the holy seraphim who tries to keep holy unto you as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, The Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations, praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires repentance. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us, and we will be saved. For you are our praise. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord, our God, this year, and all the varieties that is produced for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty, and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles, and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of this people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times, and our counselors as of yore. remove from us sorrow and sighing, and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who life, righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for reformers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all day. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor. For you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord our God, on your people Israel, and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary, and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offering and prayer. And may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord, our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hands, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficence. You are the beneficent one, for your mercy is never seen, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally, for you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and help, all benevolence. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness, and blessing, life, graciousness, kindness, and mercy upon us, and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord, our God, pour of light and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah, and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind. Let the angel of the Lord thrust them away, that your beloved ones may be delivered. Help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name. Do it for the sake of your right hand. Do it for the sake of your Torah. Do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in his heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our Father, that the Beth Hamkidosh be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah. In your
amen.
Torah.
In your amen. Torah.
In your amen. Torah.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? The Ethiopians, are ye not as children of the Ethiopians, children of the Ethiopians, are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai.
Here we have today's daily song. We have song.
Psalm 70. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and put to confusion that desire my hurt. Let them be turned back for a reward of their shame that say, Aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And let such as love thy salvation say continually, Let God be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying, 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 tarrying.
It's crazy. When you feed people the truth, you don't know how they're gonna react. You're scared of wrongdoers. People that's just ignorant. You're scared of the truth. Be patient. For now.
And here, here, here. Let's ride up with the Amharic first. Go through the Amharic. The Book of the Seven Seals of Mentzah Kedus right here. Today's daily psalm. The 70th psalm here, native speaker Abraham Chebude, on the Fred Locks, Voice of the Poor, Voice of the Poor, the wise. Ah.
Mazmur 69, Bekenif Sabah. Lamazamran Aleka. ለመታሰቢያ የዳዊት መዝሙር አቤቱ እኔን ለማዳን ተመልከት አቤቱ እኔን ለመርዳት ፍጠን ነፍሴን የሚሽዋት ይፈሩ ይጎስቁሉም ክፉንም የሚመክሩብኝ ወደ ኋላቸው ይመለሱ ይፈሩም እንኳን የሚሉኝ አፍረው ወዲያ ወደ ኋላቸው ይመለሱ የሚሹ ሁሉ ባንተ ሐሴት ያድርጉ ደስም ይበላቸው ማዳን ህን የሚወዱ ሁሉ ጊዜ እግዚአብሔር ታላቅ ነው ይበሉ እኔ ችግረኛና ምስኪን ነኝ አቤቱ እርዳኝ ረዳቴ ታዳጌ አንተ ነህ አቤቱ አትዘግይ
Yes, yes, yes. So here, here, here with Psalm 70. That was Abraham Chebude reading from the Metzav Kedus, the Holy Scriptures. We call the Book of the Seven Seals, Revelation 5:5 of Conquering Lion, the Tribe of Judah, Root of David, of Kedemah, Haile Selassie. And here, without the fetlocks, Voice of the Poor, Dub Wise, just to hear before we go verse by verse.
Mazmur 69, Bekenif. ሰባ ለመዘምራን አለቃ
ለመታሰቢያ የዳዊት መዝሙር። አቤቱ እኔን ለማዳን ተመልከት፣ አቤቱ እኔን ለመርዳት ፍጠን። ነፍሴን የሚሸዋት ይፈሩ ይጎስቁሉም፣ ክፉንም የሚመክሩብኝ ወደ ኋላቸው ይመለሱ ይፈሩም። እንኳን የሚሉኝ አፍረው ወዲያ ወደ ኋላቸው ይመለሱ። የሚሹህ ሁሉ ባንተ ሐሴት ያድርጉ ደስም ይበላቸው። ማዳንህን የሚወዱ ሁሉ ጊዜ እግዚአብሔር ታላቅ ነው ይበሉ። እኔ ችግረኛና ምስኪን ነኝ፣ አቤቱ እርዳኝ። ረዳቴ ታዳጊዬም አንተ ነህ፣ አቤቱ አትዘግይ።
Salam Tat, Anayist Aling, here. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, here from the Mezmure, Dawit, from the chants, the psalms, the Isis of David, and here from the Metzaf Kedus, here from the Book of the Seven Seals, the authorized, revised, Amharic Bible. Salam Tat, Anayist Aling, here. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek. Here from the Mezmure, Dawit, from the chants, the psalms, the Isis of David, and here from the Metzaf Kedus, here from the Book of the Seven Seals, the authorized, revised, Amharic Bible, the King of Kings Bible, here. Le Mezamrana Leka, Le Matesabiyah, Ye Dawit Mezmur. Le mezamrana leka, le metasebiya, ye Dawit mezmur. Here, mezmur, silsa zeteng, bekintwist seba. Here, psalm, mezmur, silsa zeteng. Here, the ancient numbering, psalm 69, bekintwist, in parentheses, the modern numbering, mezmur seba. Here, today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm. Here, the theme of today's daily psalm, ye chinket chuhet, ye of chinket, anxiety, worry, care, stress, distress, chinket, literally, more literally, like being in a tight situation, tight spiritually, iritically, tight psychically, or tight in the physical health or wealth circumstance. Here, tightness, anxiety, ye chinket chuhet, here, cry or call, chuhet. Some say cry, but cry not in the boo-hoo-hoo sense, but chuhet. It's like a call out, chuhet. Sense of a call out, a cry in the sense of a call out, a shout out, ye chinket, of anxiety. Here, compare, contrast with Mezmur Arba, the 40th psalm of Dawit, the 40th psalm here from the Mezmur of Dawit, 40th psalm, verses 13 to 17. So here, today's daily psalm, Mezmur Seba, psalm 70, beginning with the superscription, to the chief musician, a psalm. Here in the KJV, as we compare and contrast the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, alongside the KJV, here the superscription, which Hebraically is the first verse, the small type in most Bibles, where it reads here in the KJV, to the chief musician, Le Mezemran Aleka, Le for Mezemran, the chanters, the Isezes, to say, those who give the Isezes, to chant the praises, Mezemran, Mezemran Aleka, the chief. Le Metasebia. Here, Le Metasebia. Metasebia, memorial, remembrance, a cause to be thought about, to be thought on. Le Metasebia, from the Asebe, Hasebe, Hashab. Hashab in the Hebrew, Hasab, Asebe, Le Metasebia. Here, KJV says to bring to remembrance. So here, we see in the KJV a psalm that's italicized, that's not found here in the Royal Amharic, in the Metzaf Kedus of Negusa Neges, the King of Kings Bible. Instead, it has Ye Dawit, of David, Mezmor, a chant, a psalm, Isis. Here we have Isis of David. Now, Hebraically speaking, psalm is not there. lanatzeach le David le hazikir le hazikir. So to make memorial, one translation of le metasebia, to bring to remembrance. The key right here, to bring to remembrance. What sort of a mizmor? What sort of a mezmor is it? It's a mezmor to bring to remembrance. So this psalm, today's daily psalm, Mezmor Seba, being connected with Psalm 38, and the first verse, look at Psalm 38. We look at Psalm 38 in the superscription right here, so we can give praise with eye of a standing. It says, Lesenbet. 38th Psalm has Lesenbet Metasebia, Ye David Mezmor. Here on the idea of to make memorial, to bring to remembrance, here in the 38th Psalm, a Psalm of David, to bring to remembrance. Le metasebia, corresponding to the Hebrew, le hazikir. So there's a memorial offering also that some see connected with today's Psalm. So this Psalm is a reproduction, it is said, of Psalm 40, verses 14 to 18, in the Hebrew and in the KJV, verses 13 to 17, with an occasional change of the divine name, Hebraically, to Elohim. So Elohim, Bamarinya, we would have many times the Amlak, the source, and a few textual alterations. The verses, some say, were apparently detached or adapted to form a separate mezmor, a separate chant for use in the Beit HaMikdash, in the House of the Holy, in the temple kedase liturgy. Although an individual speaks in his distress, his words were and are to be applied to the needs of the nation. So here we have a short psalm, a short mizmor, the cry, the call of a persecuted one for help. And here being placed after the 69th psalm on account of a kindred nature of its contents. But here, today's psalm, Mizmor Seba, Psalm chant 70, Mizmor Seba, here. Superscription once again, Le Mezemrana Leka, Le Metasebia, Ye David Mezmor, for the chief of the chanters, Le Mezemrana Leka, Le Metasebia, for memorial, to bring to remembrance, the chorus to remember, Ye David Mezmor, a psalm, a chant, Isis of David. Kutar An, verse 1. Abetu, inain le madan tamelket. Here. KJV brings out these verses right here. Make haste, O God, O Elohim, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Here. Make haste, O God, to deliver, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Bamarinya, abetu. My father's father, O father of the house, abetu. Inane, I, le madan, to save, temelket. Pay attention and application. Temelket. To ine, to I, for what reason? Le madan, to save I. Aber to I, father's father, father of the house. Inane, ine, plus the final ni, for the emphasis of the verb. Inane, I, le merdat, to help, to assist. Le merdat, for merdat, fit en, be quick, be fast, fit en. Command words here, fit en, aber to. Inane, le madan, temelket. Aber to name le merdat fiten kuter hulet. Verse 2. Nefsein yemishuata yferu yguesu kwellum. Kufunem yemi yamekrubin. Woda cholat choa yemelesu yferu. Here. Second verse. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and put to confusion that desire my heart, my hurt. Nefsein yemishuata yferu yguesu kwellum. Kufunem yamiya makrubin, wada khalacho yimelesu yiferum. Here. Nefsein, my soul, nefsei, my psyche, nefsein yamishuat, those who seek her, my soul, those who seek my soul, those who seek her, yiferu, may they be afraid. Yeguesequelum, may they be miserable. Here, brought out as, let them be ashamed and confounded, the sense of confounding, being miserable. Yeguesequelum, and be miserable. Nefsein, my soul, Yemishuat, Yemishu, those who seek At, Yemishuat, those who seek her, Yeferu, may they be afraid. Yeguesequelum, may they be miserable. Kufunim, and evil, Yemi Mekru, those who counsel, advise, Bing, against I. Kufunim, Yemi Mekru, Bing. Wada Khalacho, to the back, backward. Yemelesu, may they turn. Wada Khalacho, may they turn to the back, may they turn backward. Yeferum, and be afraid, and be afraid. Here, KJV says, let them be turned backward and put to confusion that desire my hurt. Here we have Bamarinya Kufunim, and evil, and the evil, or one can also bring out as evil, the hurt, Yemi Mekrubin, who advise against I, Wada Khalacho, backward, Yemelesu, may they turn backward, Yeferum, and be afraid. Kutar Sos, verse 3. Inqua, Yemilun, Afro, Wadiya, Wada Khalacho, Yemelesu. Inqua, Yemilun, Afro, Wadiya, Wada Khalacho, Yemelesu. Here, verse 3, let them be turned back for a reward of their shame that say, aha, aha, inqua, aha, aha, inqua, yemilun, those who like say to me, inqua, like aha, aha, like they caught you, they got you, inqua, yemilun, afro, interesting right here, afro, be ashamed, let them be ashamed, wadiyao, and like immediately, wadiyao, immediately. Like immediately, wada khalacho, backward to their back, yemelesu, let them return to their back, like let them be backward, but literally let them turn to their back. Kutar arat, verse 4. Yemishu hulu, the ante haseta yadirgu, desim yibelacho. Madanehina yemi wadudu, hulgize, exiaviher talak no yibelu. Here, Kutar Arat, verse 4, KJV has, let all those that seek thee, the eye, male, that seek the eye, rejoice and be glad in thee, the eye. And let such as love thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified. Here, Kutar Arat, Yemishu, those who, they who seek, Yemishu, Hulu, all. That seek the eye, male, be'ante, in the eye, the pronoun speaking to you, male, be'ante, haset, yadrigu, haset, a type of rejoicing, being glad, haset, yadrigu, desim, and happiness, yibelacho, let them be happy, let them say happy, des, happy, desim, and happiness, yibelacho, let them literally say, but the sense of be happy. Let them say happy. Let them be happy. Madan nehin yemi wadudu hulgize. Madan, salvation. Madanih, the eye male, salvation. The eye male, medicine in that sense. The sense of the healing, salvation, medicine. Madan nehin yemi wedudu, those who, they who love. Yemi wedudu, wedede, some say wadada. Here we have yemi or wedudu. Yemi wedudu, those who love. Madanehin, the emphasis on madanehin, the eye, male, salvation, medicine. Yemi or wedudu, they who love. Hulgize, all the time. Hul, all, short for hulu. Hul, all, gize, time. Hul gize, always, all the time. Exiaviher talak no yibelu. Exiaviher talak no. Exiaviher, the sustainer, good, generous, the sustainer. Exiaviher talak, great. Talak, we say big up. Talak no, he's big up. Exiaviher, the sustainer, is big up. Talak no. Here, KJV has, let God be magnified. Talak. Great, big, important. Exiaviher talak no. Talak big nau. He is yibelu. Let them say continually hulgize. Yemishu hulu beante haseta yadrigu. Desim yibelacho. Madane hen yemi wedu hul gize exiare talak no yebel uter amis verse 5 ene chigrenyana miskinne abetu erdain redate tadagie anten abetu atazagi here but I am poor verse 5 but I poor and needy make haste to me O God thou my help and my deliverer, O Lord, make no tarrying. Here. Ine, pronoun I. Ine, chigrenya, poor, and chigger, one in chigger, poor. Chigrenya, na, and chigrenya, na. I, poor, and miskin, needy, neng, I be. Ine, chigrenya, na, miskin, neng. Ine chigrenya na miskineng. I am poor and needy. Ine chigrenya na miskineng. Abetu. I father, the house. Abetu. Erdine. Help. I. Erdine. Help. Help. I. Redate. My help. Tadagie, my deliverer, redate, tadagie, ante, the I, male, you speaking to male, he, my speaking to he directly, ante, you, ne, the verb, you be, you are, ante, ne, redate, tadagie, ante, ne, abetu, I father's father, of the base, abetu, atazegi, Atazegi, make no tarrying. Don't be delayed. No delay. Without delay, make no tarrying. Here. Today's psalm. Mezmor, Silsazet endek in twist. Seba. Le mezemran aleka. Le matasebia yedawit mezmor. Abetu, inen, le madan temelket. Abetu, inen, le merdat fiten. Nesen, yemishua ta yeferu, yegwesu kuelum. Kufunem, yemima krubin. Wode khalat showa yemeles yeferu. Kwa yemilun afro odiao wada khalacho yemeles yemi shuhulu ante haseta yadrigu tesemi belacho madane hen yemi wada duhul gize exiavi her talak no yibelu ene chigrenya na miskinne abet erdain redate tadagie ante ne abetu atazektu
مزمور 69 بقنف 7 لمزمران علقا لمتاسبيا يداويت مزمور عبيتو انين لمادان تملكت عبيتو انين لمردات فتت نفسين يميشوات يفرو يغوس قلوم كفونم يمي مكروبين ودوهالاتشو يملسو يفروم እንኳን የሚሉኝ አፍረው ወዲያ ወደ ኋላቸው ይመለሱ የሚሹ ሁሉ ባንተ ሐሴት ያድርጉ ደስም ይበላቸው ማዳንህን የሚወዱ ሁሉ ጊዜ እግዚአብሔር ታላቅ ነው ይበሉ እኔ ችግረኛና ምስኪን ነኝ አቤቱ እርዳኝ ረዳቴ ታዳጌ አንተ ነህ አቤቱ አትዘግይ
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menosh, you know. But who want the next verse with Amalek? But who want the next verse with Amalek?
مزمور سلسازتين بك النف سبا لما زمران عليك لما التاسبيا يداوج مزمور عبيتو انين لما دان تملكت عبيتو انين لما ردات ستت نفسين يمي شوات يفرو يغوس قلم كفونم يمي مكروب بنودو حالات شو يملسو يفروم እንኳን የሚሉኝ አፍረው ወዲያ ወደ ኋላቸው ይመለሱ የሚሹ ሁሉ ባንተ ሐሴት ያድርጉ ደስም ይበላቸው ማዳንህን የሚወዱ ሁሉ ግዜ እግዚአብሔር ታላቅ ነው ይበሉ እኔ ችግረኛና ምስኪን ነኝ አቤቱ እርዳኝ ረዳቴ ታዳጌ አንተ ነህ አቤቱ አስተዘግይ
Psalm 70. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and put to confusion that desire my hurt. Let them be turned back for a reward of their shame, that say, Aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And let such as love thy salvation say continually, Let God be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying.
مزمور سلسازتين بكنف سبا لما زمران عليك لما التاسبيا يداوج مزمور عبيتو انين لما دان تملكت عبيتو انين لما ردات فتت نفسين يمي شوات يفرو يغوس قلم كفونم يمي مكروب بنودو حالات شو يملسو يفروم እንኳን የሚሉኝ አፍረው ወዲያ ወደ ኋላቸው ይመለሱ የሚሹ ሁሉ ባንተ ሐሴት ያድርጉ ደስም ይበላቸው ማዳንህን የሚወዱ ሁሉ ግዜ እግዚአብሔር ታላቅ ነው ይበሉ እኔ ችግረኛና ምስኪን ነኝ አቤቱ እርዳኝ ረዳቴ ታዳጌ አንተ ነህ አቤቱ አስተዘግይ
Psalm 70. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and put to confusion that desire my hurt. Let them be turned back for a reward of their shame, that say, Aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And let such as love thy salvation say continually, Let God be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying.
Hear, hear, hear. Basic Hebrew. Hear, hear, hear. Baby Hebrew. Shema Yisrael. 1 to 22. Abba da da ha. Wa za ha ta. Ya ka la ma na sa. A pa sa ka ra sha ta. Again. Basic Hebrew. Baby Hebrew. 1 to 22. 22. 22. 22. Abba ga da ha, wa za ha ta, ya ka la ma na sa, a pa sa ka ra sha ta, ta, ta. A, aleph, ba, bait, ga, gimel, da, dalet, ha, hey, wa, wow, za, zain, ha, chet, ta, tet, ya, yod, ka, kaf, la, lamed, ma, bain, Na, nun, sa, samech, a, ein, pa, pe, sa, sadai, ka, kof, ra, resh, sha, shin, ta, tau, ta, tau, ta, tau, ta, tau, aba, gada, ha, wa, za, ha, ta, ya, ka, la, ma, na, sa, a, pa, sa, ka, ra, sha, ta, 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 ta.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme. For with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear, 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 would not hear.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai
Mizmor, Mizmor Ein, Psalm 70, Psalm LXX, Mizmor Ein, a cry, a shout, for help, Lam Natsiach Li Dawi, Li Hazkir, for the leader, Lam Natsiach, for the chief musician, for the overcomer, Le David of David, Le Hazakir, to make memorial, to bring to remembrance, to make memorial. Elohim, Le Hatzelein, Yahuwah, Le Ezrati, Husha, O Elohim, deliver me, I live, I. Elohim, Le Hatzelein, Le Hatzelein, Le Hatzelein, deliver I, O Elohim. Elohim lehatz eleini Yahuwah leezrati chusha O Jehovah to help me to help I Yahuwah leezrati chusha make haste chusha Yeboshu weyechbru nebakshinashi Yisgu achor weyikalmu chafetzei raati make them be ashamed and abashed that seek after my soul, Yevoshu we yachbru mibakshe nafshi. Make them be ashamed, Yevoshu and abash we yachbru that seek after mibakshe nafshi. That seek after my soul, my psyche, mibakshe nafshi. Yisgu achora we yikalmu chifetei raati. Make them be turned backward, Yisgu achor, and brought to confusion. With Yikalmu, that delight, those who delight in my heart, Chifetzei Ra'ati, Yashuvu Ol Haikev, Ba'shitam, Ha'omrim, He'ach, He'ach, Make them be turned back by reason of their shame. Yashuvu al ekev ba shitam. That say ha'omrim to say is Haomrim. He'ach, he'ach. Aha, aha. Haomrim. He'ach, he'ach. Yasisu, wit yisamhu, beka kola, mitbat sheka. Wit yomru, tami, yigdal Elohim. Oh, hebei, yichua teka, make all those that seek the eye. And all they who seek the eye rejoice and be glad in the eye. Yasisu, wit yisamhu, beka kola, mitbat sheka. And let make such as love thy salvation, say continue with Yomru Tami, and to say always with Yomru Tami, Yigdal Elohim, make Elohim be magnified. Oh, Hebe Yeshua Teka, the lovers of the I Yeshua. Oh, Hebe Yeshua Teka. Wahani Oni with Evion Elohim Ohushali Ezaria Ua Mitfali Aha Yahua Alate Ahar. But I am poor and needy. Wahani Oni. Wahani and I, Wah and Hani, I, Omni, poor, with Evion and needy. Elohim Khushali, O Elohim, make haste for me. Khushali, Elohim, Khushali, O Elohim, Khushali, make haste to us. Elfari, Ua Mifalki Ata. Thou, the I, Ata, art my help, I help, Ezri, and my deliverer. Ua Mifalti Ata, Ua Alati Achar, O Jehovah, tarry not, Yahweh. Alati Achar, O Jehovah, tarry not. Mizmor, Mizmor, Oy. La Minatiyah, Le Dawi, Le Hazakir. Elohim lehatzleini, Yahuwah leherati chusha, Yeboshua weyachifurua, mebakshenashi, Yisguwa achora, weyikalmua, chifeti eirati, Yashuvu al ekev, bachita, Haomrim, heach, heach, Yasisua weyismechua beka kola mebakasheka, We yomru atamir yigdal Elohim. Oh, Hebei Yeshua teka. Wani oni we Evion Elohim Khushali Azaria u mefalti ata Yahua alate achar.
Psalm 70. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and put to confusion that desire my hurt. Let them be turned back for a reward of their shame, that say, Aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, Let God be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying, 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 tarrying,
Mizmor Ayin, Mizmor Ayin. Psalm 70, Psalm LXX, today's daily psalm. La Menatzeach, Le David, Le Hazkir. For the leader, for the chief musician of David, of Dawid to make memorial, to make remembrance. Now, here in the Hebrew, the Sefer Tehillim, to compare and contrast side by side today's daily psalm. Here in the KJV, Psalm 70 to the chief musician, a psalm, the words a psalm is in italics and does not appear in the Hebrew manuscript. So the sense is lit Dawid of David to bring to remembrance. Le hazakir, la menatriach le Dawid, le hazakir. To the chief musician, the musical leader, to the leader, la menatriach, to the overcomer. Le Dawid of David, le hazkir, to bring to remembrance, to make memorial. Today's daily psalm is themed a cry for help, a shout for assistance, a shout for aid, a shout for help. This psalm, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Ayin, Psalm 70, Psalm LXX, Mizmor Ayin. This mizmor, this chant, intonation, is a reproduction of Psalm XL, Hebraically verses 14 to 18. In the KJV, it's Psalm 40, verses 13 to verse 17, with an occasional change of the divine name of the Hashem to Elohim, and a few textual alterations. The verses were apparently detached to form a separate mizmor here in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Ayin, the 70th psalm, Psalm LXX, for use in the Heikal, the temple Kadish Kedase, the temple liturgy. Although an individual speaks, an indivisible dual, an individual speaks in his distress, his words were and are applied to the needs of the community, the common unity, the commonwealth, to the needs of the nation, today's daily psalm. Now, it's interesting to note the verses in Psalm 40, verses 14 to 18 in the Hebrew and the KJV, King James Version, would be Psalm 40, verses 13 to 17, to compare and contrast. Here, just bringing up Psalm 40, looking at the King James Version, the KJV. Here we have Psalm 40, verses 13 to verse 17. It reads, "Be pleased, O Yahweh, Jehovah, to deliver, to I live I, Yahweh, Jehovah, he who be, we be, make haste to help me, to help I. Make them be ashamed and confounded together that seek after my soul, to destroy it, to destroy her, to destroy her. Make them be driven backward and put to shame that wish me, that wish I evil, that wish I hurt. Make them be desolate for a reward of their shame, that say to me, that say to I, he'ach, he'ach, aha, aha. Make all those that seek thee, I, male, he who be, who be, rejoice and be glad in thee, I, male. Make such as love thy salvation, Yeshua teka, the I, Yeshua. Say continually, itinually, Yahweh, Jehovah, be magnified. But I, poor and needy yet, Adonai, thinketh upon I, thou, I help, and I deliver, make no tarrying. Elohai, Hailiai, oh my, Elohim, my true good, my true God." So when we compare that with today's daily psalm, Psalm 70, having five verses, we have five verses here in the King James Version and six in the Sefer Tehillim in the Hebrew, seeing that the superscription, the title, Hebraically, in the ancients, was rendered as a verse, very, very important. To the chief musician, a psalm italicized, not there, so reading it without that as the Hebrew, to the chief musician of Dawid, of David, to bring to remembrance. Oh, Elohim, to deliver I, make haste, to help I, Yahweh, Jehovah. Observing this first verse according to the English, the King James Version, you'll see that the two words, opening words, make haste, is italicized. It's not there in the Hebrew. The Hebrew reads, Elohim, li hatzelein, Yahweh, li ezrati, husha. Elohim, true good, true God, O God, li hatzelein, to deliver, to I live, deliver I, li hatzelein, li hatzil. not al, to snatch I, to deliver I. Le hatzeleini, hatzil ani, to hatzil, snatch ani, deliver I. Elohim le hatzeleini, Yahuwah le azrati, husha. He who be, who he be, Yahuwah. Le azrati, le azrati. To help I, le ezrati, chusha, 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 make haste, hurry, chusha, hurry, hurry, make haste, hurry to assist, to help, to aid and assist I, O Yahweh, O Jehovah. So here we have the first verse here, this first verse. Now, a key point to be taken up even in the Midrash concerns le hazikir, hazikir, to make memorial, to bring to remembrance. So now in the XL Psalm, in the 40th Psalm, verses 13 to 17 in the English, the King James Version, and in the Hebrew, verses 14 to 18, the text has, be pleased, O Yahuwah, to deliver me. Here, both verbs are governed by chusha, 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 hurry, make haste. Chusha. And in its revised form, the tefillah is the prayer, the tefillah, it sounds a note of greater urgency. So we have two psalms, the 40th psalm, the XL psalm, and psalm LXX. As you zoom in right here in the Hebrew, Ritzeh, Yahuwah, Le Hatzeleini, Yahuwah, Le Ezrati, Chusha. Le ezrati chusha. The word be pleased. Ritz-eh, Yahuwah. Le hatz-ilei-ni. Be pleased. Here in the 70th Psalm, you have Elohim. Le hatz-ilei-ni. Yahuwah. Le ezrati chusha. Moving forward here to the second verse in the King James Version, corresponding with the Gamel, the third verse in the Hebrew, Yevoshu we yachipru nibakshe nafshi yisgu achor we yikalmu chifetzei ra'ati. Here we have, let's bring this up right here, as we compare, just going through a study of the two psalms. It's interesting, these two particular psalms here. The KJV says, let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul, my psyche. Yeboshu, we yachipru, mebatshe nafshi. Yeboshu, we yachipru, mebatshe nafshi. Make them be turned backward and put to confusion that desire my hurt. Yisgu achor. We yikalmu chifetzei ra'ati, my hurt or wrong to I, that desire wrong from the root ra'a, evil, ra'a, ra'ati, my evil or my hurt. Yisgu achor, we yikalmu chifetzei ra'ati. In the exile psalm, the psalm that this here was taken from to form a separate psalm here, today's daily psalm, the 70th psalm, in Psalm 40, the XL psalm, together is added after abashed, and to sweep away is added after my soul. So here as we compare and we contrast this right here, Yeboshu, we yachipru, yachad, together, yachad, make them be ashamed and abashed together. Yeboshu, we yachipru, yachad, mebakshe nashi, lisa potaha, to sweep away that seek after my soul, mebakshe nashi, lisa potaha, to sweep her away. Bringing us right here to the Hebraic, the fourth verse, corresponding to the third verse. The third verse in the KJV that reads, let them or make them be turned back for a reward of their shame that say, aha, aha. That say, aha, aha. Yashubu al aikeb ba shittam Ha'omrim, he'ach, he'ach. Make them be turned back. Yashuvu, al aikev, by reason of, upon the aikev. Remember aikev, Torah portion, the aikev, because, consequence. Here, aikev is brought out by reason, by reason. Here in the KJV translation, it's for a reward. All upon Aikev, upon the heels of, the consequences of, Yashubu, all Aikev, Ba Shittam, Ba Shittam, their shame, Ba Shittam, Ba Shittam, their shame, Haomrim, Heach, Heach, that say, Heach, Heach, that say, Aha, Aha, make them be turned back. In the exile, the 40th Psalm, the reading is, one of the readings Hebraically is, make them be appalled. The two Hebrew verbs are the same except for one letter. Perhaps the milder word was thought more suitable in a service of devotion. So this psalm here, essentially the same as we have in the verses from verse 13 to 17 in King James Version, verse 14 to 18 in the Hebrew. Here we have in the Mizmor Ayin, in the 70th Psalm, Psalm LXX, we have this as service, as Hekal service. So there's a change of word, a change of word. Here we have Yashubu, Yashubu. Here in the 40th Psalm, we have Yashomu, Yashomu, Al-Aikev. Al Aikev, Bashitam, Haomrim Li, that say to me, Haomrim Li, Heach, Heach, that say to I. So the appalled, the Hebraic sense of Yashomru, like Yashomu, 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 desolate, appalled, Yashomu, Al Aikev, Bashitam, Yashomu, Al Aikev, Bashitam, make them be desolate. This, as a verb, is translated in Lamentations 1:16. In today's daily psalm, Psalm 70, there is a different reading. The difference of reading is, let them be turned back. Yashubu. The 40th psalm, Yashomu. Yashomu al aikeb. Ba shittam. Haomrim li. Heach, heach. Haomrim li. That say to me. The shame is their discomfiture at the annulment of their plans. Their plans will be annulled. Their plans to destroy him will be annulled. Now, the phrase of he'ach, he'ach, you find this in the 35th Psalm, verses 21 and 25. The 35th Psalm, Mizmor Lamed He, verses 21 and 25. Here, Hebraically, says, yea, they open their mouth wide against me, against I. Yea, they open their mouth wide against I. Wayara chibu alai pihem. They say, Amru heach heach raita aineinu aineinu. They say, aha aha, our eye hath seen it. Raita aineinu, raita aineinu. And we also have here, we have here verse 25, again verse 25, let them, make them not say in their hearts, don't make them say in their hearts, al yomru b'libam he'ach nafashenu, make them not say in their hearts, aha, we have our desire. Interesting here, the Hebrew nafashenu, nafashenu, is our soul, our psyche. Don't let them say in their heart, al yomru b'libam. Belibam, heach nafshenu. We have our desire. We have our soul, our psychic wish, in a sense. Make them not say, we have swallowed him up. Al yomru bia la'enuhu. Bia la'enuhu. Bia la'enuhu. That we have swallowed him up. So, in looking at the heach, Hebraically the heach, what is the heach? You know, like, aha, 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 aha. It's very interesting that we could get into a little more detail, but we have the ach, he'ach, 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 he'ach. So we have another change to me in Psalm 40. This is what they say to me. This is what they say to I. Ha'omrim li he'ach he'ach. Ha'omrim, the sayers to me. Literally, the sayers to me. Ha'omrim li to me he'ach he'ach. Here in today's daily song, we have Ha'omrim he'ach he'ach. Li to me is omitted after the sayers that say. That may also point to the change in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Ayin, the 70th psalm, from the personal, the more personal sense in Psalm 40 to the national, the communal, the community. Hear, hear, hear. At the fourth verse, according to the King James Version, here we'll be at the fifth verse, Hebraically, the verse that reads, "Let make all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in the eye, and make such as love thy salvation say continually, may Elohim be magnified. Yasisu wi yisamechu bika kol mibak sheka wi yomru atamid yigdal Elohim ohebei yeshuateka." The only changes in this particular verse between the 40th psalm and today's daily psalm, the only changes here is of Elohim. We have Elohim for Yahuwah, for Jehovah. So we have the meme, the mame, meme, Hebraically the meme or the mame, Hebrew letter meme, meh, the M letter, mame, meme psalm, the meme psalm, and here the Ayin psalm. And here at this verse, the only change is the substitution of Elohim for Yahuwah, for Jehovah, bringing this forward right here. Make those that seek the eye, reading, Yasisu wi yisa mechu beka kola mebak esheka, yomru tamid yigdal Yahuwah, yigdal, yigdal, magnified, he who be who he be, yigdal Yahuwah. Oh, hebe, tishuateka, tishuateka. We have tishuateka there, and here in today's daily psalm, we have Yeshuateka, Yeshuateka. So the addition of and before let make such as love and a slightly different Hebrew word for salvation. Here moving to the final verse, Hebraically the wow, the vav verse, the sixth verse. Wa'ani onni with evion Elohim chushali azriya ua mefalti ata Yahuwah alati achar. But I am poor and needy, O Elohim, make haste to me, for I chushali Ezriyahu mifalti ata, the I ata are my help, Ezri, and my deliverer, mifalti, Yahweh, alati achar, O Jehovah, tarry not. O Elohim, make haste to I, Elohim, chushali. In the meme psalm, in the 40th psalm, the XL psalm, it says that the Lord will account it to me, will account it to I. Here's the verse here, the final verse of the 40th psalm, also the final verse of this psalm, today's daily psalm. Wa'ani onni ve'ebyon Adonai yachishabli, yachishab, yachishabli, Adonai, Adawan, Adonai, 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 the Lord, Adonai, will account it to me, will account it to I. Adonai, Yachshab li, will return, account it, will, the idea, in a sense, chashab, to think on, will think of I, will think of I, will consider I and I sufferings. The verb is connected with the root from which thoughts, thoughts, also in the 40th psalm, is derived. Adonai yachshav li azarati u'mefalti ata Elohai alati achar. Thou art my help. Thou art ezrati and my deliverer. U'mefalti ata, the I male and none other. Elohai highly I, O my Elohim, alati achar. Tarry. Tarry not. In his extremity, another form of his tefillah, make haste to help I. Daniel prayed similarly, Adonai attend and do, defer not, in Daniel 9 and 19. If it is, it's a human touch to the supplication. Faith, it continues firm. But the flesh is weak. The flesh is weak. Spirit is strong, is willing. But the flesh is weak and it cries, shouts out for a swift response. Here in today's daily psalm, right, there's an altered into a form of prayer to meet a desperate situation. The gleam of confidence is changed from the 40th psalm to a call of need. And the tone of the whole mizmor, the whole chant, intonation, mizmor ayin, psalm LXX, psalm 70, is thereby made more into the style known as the plaintive style. Ezri, 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 my help. The Hebrew word is used here in its feminine form, Ezri, 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 ua mefalti, atad, I are Ezri, my help, ua mefalti, and my deliverer, ata, Yahuwah, alati achar. O he who be who he be, tarry not. In the 40th psalm, it ends with Elohai, my Elohim, Haliyah, Elohai, Elohai, alati achar, Elohai, alati achar. O Elohim, my Elohim, I Elohim, Elohai, alati achar, tarry, tarry not. Here, Yahuwah, Yahuwah, alati achar, O he who be who he be, tarry not. So we can see the change from the more personal sense of the 40th, Mizmor Meim, Mizmor Mim, and today's daily psalm, Mizmor Ayin, a cry, a shout out for help, 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 for help.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye...
Psalm 70. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and put to confusion that desire my hurt. Let them be turned back for a reward of their shame, that say, Aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And let such as love thy salvation say continually, Let God be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying, tarrying, tarrying.
מזמור עין למנצח לדוד להזכיר אלוהים להצילני אדוני לעזרתי חושה יבושו ויחפרו מבקשי נפשי ייסוגו אחור ויתקלמו חפצי רעתי ישובו על עקב בושתם האומרים האח האח ישיסו וישמחו בך כל מבקשיך ויאמרו תמיד יגדל אלוהים אוהבי ישועתך ואני עמי ואביון אלוהים חושה לי עזרי ומפלתי אתה אדוני אל תאחר
Yes, yes, yes. Once again, the fullness of the Melkom Addis Ahmed. Happy Ethiopian New Year here in the leap year. Here, Melkom and Kut Atash. Good New Year. Good jewel, gift of the jewels. Some say this season and time when the Queen of Sheba had returned with that gift of jewels from Negus Selaman. But here, looking forward right here to the Day of Trumpets, a.k.a. Rosh Hashanah, coming up in the fullness of this Shabuah. So we're going to be prepping, y'all willing, here on the ear and in the ivory. That's right there, the double eyes with Fred Locks. Good and appropriate tune right here for the outro. That was Voice of the Poor. So right here, Fred Locks, Voice of the Poor. Yes, sir. If you're rich.